spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
I think that Drake is just being a misogynistic, you know, jerk.
Exposing scandals.
Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Oh, let's get married.
Digging the dirt.
Honestly, I don't know how much more rich she could get. Feels a little bit greedy.
And finding out what's happening behind the scenes.
He said in a couple of sentences about why he would never have a baby with her.
His identity is a secret, but he's broken some of the biggest scandals in Hollywood. It's Anti-Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Anti!
Hola!
How are you?
Yeah, ¿cómo estás?
Bien. The two?
Yeah, bien, man.
Bien. Yep.
How is your week gone? Are you glad it's over?
Yeah, for the most part.
It's been crazy. We're like very close to being done with ratings, which if you know anything about radio, it's very important because it determines a lot of stuff, including if you get bonus money.
Oh, that is important.
Yeah.
That is important. See, in America, like when that would happen, because you weren't actually allowed to say, like they would pass out those blue books or whatever, right? The books would go out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either.
No idea.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And you guys, you could actually say, you couldn't say, oh, you know, you need to write it down. But you go, oh, you're listening to so-and-so and it's this time in the morning or whatever, if you want to make a note of that. So they would say things like that to get the ratings.
I remember I worked at a radio station. I'm not going to say where, but they had changed their name a couple of times. So it was very unfamiliar. So we somehow along with, because you can tell them what your position is. So when people write that down, it'll count. So we made our position include words from the station's old name just to see if people would write that in, because people referred to our station as like what it used to be called all the time. And it was infuriating.
I mean, that is so fascinating. I can't even handle it.
Stop it.
All right, let's go. Okay, let's get into the good stuff. This part's boring.
This is a great story that has been unfolding day after day, and that is Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy.
Gosh, I feel like they're the new Kardashians because we talk about them all the time, but stuff just continues to happen, and it's all suspect and suspicious to me.
Sus is what the kids say.
They do say that.
And then you throw in this whole ice spice thing.
Yeah, I hate talking about them.
I'm sorry, NT. This ice spice thing is just weird.
Well, it is weird because it's this huge collaboration, right, with Ice Spice, and it happens to be the same person that Maddie Healy talked so badly about and trashed and made all of these racist things about, and like, oh, talked like an Asian and did Asian eyes and stuff like that, that Spotify banned it,
right.
And all of a sudden, Taylor Swift and Ice Spice, and this kind of, okay, I know I've talked about this before, like, a few weeks ago, maybe even it wasn't even that long ago, about like industry plants.
Yes,
right?
You did.
And somebody like Ice Spice fits right in with that, where, you know, you had never heard of this person, you know, 9 months ago. And then all of a sudden she's literally everywhere. And a year from now she'll be gone. It's kind of like, if you think about back in the day when you would sell, you know, everything was through records, right?
Yeah.
Everything. Oh my gosh, we need, you know, record deals. And you'd see somebody like NSYNC or whatever, and they would get a deal. And after the first album was a hit, some bigger label would come and buy them out of that. The label knowing they'd make a whole bunch of money selling records. But it's changed now. It has to be about singles and doing whatever you can, and you always need a fresh face. But the thing is, let's say somebody like from like Lizzo, like 2 or 3 years ago, and she comes out of nowhere and she's super hot, and all of a sudden she feels like she can charge a whole bunch more money, and the record label goes, you know what, I don't want to pay those fees. I know somebody else who's got a little bit of talent or whatever, I'm going to bring them in. And you bring in somebody like Ice Spice, and then when they blow up, they've made their money, and then they go, well, I want to get paid this, I want to get paid that. They go, here's, we got a different person. But you couldn't do that in the old days because you invested so much in recording these albums and had so much money on the line that you kind of had to stick through it and hope that they would make it big, and you couldn't just dump somebody that quickly.
Okay.
So are you saying now that these industry plants, as the term is used, they are brought forth by the label, they're put on this pedestal, and after about a year, it's like, good luck, see if you stick around?
Yeah. The only way you stick around is if you're somebody like Taylor Swift who can write, who can create content. Think of it like that. Like an influencer or whatever. Oh, I got to create content today. You have to be able to create content. And if you're somebody who doesn't write or do anything and you are dependent on others, then that's what kind of happens. Taylor Swift is not dependent on anybody to produce content. You know, she can do it all herself. And but somebody like Ice Spice is dependent on somebody. And this is just some way of Taylor saying, oh, look, I'm going to cover for you, Maddie, and everything like that. And look, everything must be fine, because otherwise I wouldn't, Ice Spice wouldn't be doing this with me.
Listen, Ice Spice is so, she knows what he said. She has to know why Taylor reached out. She has to know.
Yeah.
And, but she doesn't care, because she's like, look, this is going to be good for my career.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, go do, you know, you can do some features and stuff and everything. But I promise you that a year from now, Ice Spice won't be doing anything. Right.
Yeah. I just think it's so wild that Taylor Swift is just, it's like she's apologizing, like you said, for his bad behavior. That's just not, it's just such a, it's a pathetic look, I feel.
It's transactional.
Yes.
Yeah. But what is she getting out of it? Aside from the story. Oh.
Wait, he's paying her?
No, I mean, Ice Spice will get money from this.
No, I'm sorry, collaboration
or whatever.
No, like Taylor Swift. What is she getting out of this transaction, if this is transactional?
Because she's getting Ice Spice, who's this up-and-coming huge star. And this is not the first time Taylor has done something with somebody who has then disappeared right after, you know? And that's how she likes it. She doesn't like that competition. You know, Olivia Rodrigo did not bow down to the throne of Taylor Swift. And now they're at war. And when Olivia has her second album come out at the same time, roughly, as Taylor's, it will be all out war. And I guarantee you're going to see a whole bunch of negative stories about Olivia Rodrigo everywhere.
Oh, I like that prediction.
NT, I feel like I saw something recently, because Olivia was like a huge Swiftie. And now it's not.
She was.
It's turned sour, LOL.
Yeah, I think that Olivia at some point, you know, got together with Taylor, and Taylor probably wanted her to do something, and Olivia said no. And ever since then, no. It's just, so that will be an all-out war.
Okay, that's interesting.
And Katy Perry, too.
Ooh,
she's got a record coming out, too, so the three of them can just sit down.
Back on Katy Perry Taylor, huh?
I feel like that negative stuff's already started about, like, her being horrible on American Idol and not gonna, you know, not being asked back, and she's just a terrible mom and all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a, you know, American Idol gig, that's an easy gig. That's an easy $20 million coming in your pocket.
Right.
You know, so you don't want that going away.
So we saw this really funny headline that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez hate each other. Is this like a fun, playful, like, we argue sometimes and don't get along?
I mean, have you not seen?
Or is this like they actually hate each other and this is also transactional?
Have you not seen the door slam?
It's one of my favorite videos.
It's so incredible.
That's such a mood. But being a married man, I understand whatever mood he was in.
Here's the thing, is that Ben Affleck, when the Ana de Armas, when he was dating her and then we had the little paparazzi photos every day, it's because everybody was on lockdown and there was really nothing to do. And Ana de Armas took advantage of a loophole and said, hey, look, I'll get the guy to walk the dog with me every day. Come take some photos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the last time you really saw paparazzi photos of Ben Affleck was probably when he was dating Jennifer Lopez the first time. So what she does every single day without fail is tell the paparazzi where he's going to be and where they're going to be. And now she's getting the tabloids involved in it. I saw something from earlier this week. I think it was OK Magazine, and it was nauseating how sickly sweet it was. It was things like, oh, look, they smiled, and she was just laughing at her husband as they approached their first anniversary. He must have said something funny, because look at that laugh.
Yeah.
And they held hands, and, oh, they stopped to kiss before they crossed the street kind of thing. It was just this article that reminded me of like, People magazine. If people are afraid of AI taking their jobs, tabloid writers should be probably at the top of that list.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that you could go on to Bard and say, write me a sickly love story between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, and it would spit out something probably better. And so I don't think they hate each other. I think that he probably gets annoyed by the fact that she calls the paparazzi.
I mean, yeah.
And says, here's where we need to be. And the dude never used to leave his house.
Yeah.
Except to go to Dunkin'. And that was it. Never, ever. And now she's got him like wearing different clothes two or three times a day. And he's walking. And it's just, people are not that interested in Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez thinks that she's just as popular as she was.
Yeah.
You know, she thinks, oh, you know, I had the most watched show on Netflix, The Mother or whatever, not knowing of, well, she did know, of course, that that's all rigged. And I've talked about that before, that people just, whatever, Netflix will say whatever they want. There's nobody to question them.
Yeah.
They'll just say, yeah, this was the most watched movie that's ever been released May 14th. Or this is the most yeah. watched movie that's ever been released with three lead. You know, well, they'll make up whatever they can, right? And so it looks good on a poster that you can put in your wall, right? And then all of a sudden you're happy and you'll do another movie with Netflix. Nobody cares about Jennifer Lopez, honestly. Nobody.
Is there any truth to, I saw something about Jennifer Garner, who used to be married to Ben Affleck, wanting to protect their children from her, from J-Lo?
I'm sure that she'd like to. The thing is that her kids are a certain age where a judge is going to let them just do whatever they want. But it does seem as if they spend more time with Jennifer Lopez's kids, because Mark Anthony basically, I don't know, when's the last time he saw those kids?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like forever. But yeah, so they, it seems like they spend more time with Jennifer Lopez's kids other than Ben's. But I mean, would you want your kids hanging around Jennifer Lopez and getting influenced by all of that? It just,
So when we see videos of them and he looks annoyed as hell, that's because that's the moment he realized that she is once again called the paparazzi on themselves.
Yeah. And the reason he's slamming the door, because there's paparazzi there, and he knows who called them. He knows that. And in those 10, 15 seconds that he's walking around the back of the car going to the driver's seat, he's probably like, God, I need a drink and a smoke.
Yeah, and then he throws his hands up. I love he looks right at the camera like, what are you? Why are you taking her calls still?
Because they must make a little bit of money. They're not making a lot, but if she calls you and says, hey, come over, and you know you can get like $200 for it or whatever, no. I mean, that's not bad for a photo.
There's a lot of talk about this new weekend in Lily Rose Depp show. It's called The Idol.
A lot of negative stuff.
Yeah. How real is this?
Like the sex? I mean, it's torture porn is what it is. So Maddie Healy's probably watching a lot of it.
No.
Geez.
No, like how real, like, is this based on reality?
I mean, it's supposedly based on some kind of Britney Spears kind of thing. Mm. Like Lily Rose Depp's supposed to play like this, a version maybe of Britney Spears. And then Abel, AKA The Weeknd, is like a cult leader. But okay. The whole thing originally was shot a long time ago, like 80% of it. They brought in, it was director Amy Simons, I think is her name, mm-hmm. but she did Girlfriend Experience. And it was a very female centric point of view. And they shot about 80% of it. And I guess Abel didn't like that at all.
Okay.
You know, he wanted it to be from a different perspective. So they got Sam Levinson, the guy who does Euphoria, who, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about his work on Euphoria and a lot of people who quit that show and say that it's toxic.
Oh. Because
and
of
then
what
he came
did
in
he do? is he just like, what kind of problems does he cause?
He makes, you know, like Sydney Sweeney, she'll say he'll try and get me naked almost every episode every other scene or whatever. And she goes, I don't really see why it's necessary, but Sydney's the kind of person who will just get naked anyway. And one of the things is that And so because she's willing to do that, then Sam treats her well. But others, you know, there's been others who have left the show or not been asked back and stuff like that, who didn't necessarily go along with what Sam wanted. And the idol is basically, it doesn't come out till June 4th, but for whatever reason, Can decided, because that's their kind of thing, I think they aired like the first two or three or something like that in Can. Mm-hmm. And so the reviews are basically saying that there is not a scene that goes by that, like, Lily Rose Depp's not naked. It's been called rapey. It's been called torture porn. Oh. It's been called degrading to women. It's been called everything. It says there's a bunch of naked people in it, but there's no eroticism. It just, it feels like hardcore kind of porn disguised as a TV show.
Okay.
And everybody kind of knew that it was going to be like this. And Lily has, you know, defended it, and it can got a 5-minute standing ovation. That's why you cannot, if you ever see an article that says, oh, so-and-so got like a 10-minute standing ovation and whatever, it just, I've said this before, like you could bring in there a video of a plant that's 30 seconds long and they'll stand up and applaud for 7 minutes. It's just,
so the standing ovations don't mean anything, really.
Not there. No, not at all. But it's, that's the kind of thing that they really like. And I mean, 5 minutes is, I don't know. It's got a 10% rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Which is not great. Yeah. Okay.
So when you get a standing ovation at Cannes, it's basically 99% of the room is like, I don't want to look like an idiot acting like I don't appreciate this quote art unquote.
Correct. And I also think that maybe it also has to do with the actor or actress or whatever who's in it or something like that. Mm-hmm. We had Johnny Depp opening can, you have his daughter closing, you know, so, oh, we clapped for Johnny for 10 minutes. We have to do that for the daughter. And here's the guy that sings those songs.
So once the show officially comes out June 4th, like, are you anticipating just some horrible stuff coming forward?
No, I think that everybody pretty much knows what it's going to be, and everybody's going to watch it. So HBO is going to go, let's do season two.
I mean, I've been very excited to see it, but now I'm like, oh, God, it's, I don't know. It just seems gross.
It feels like it. I'm trying to think of the, I'm not going to be able to think of it. It was like this show that James Franco did with Maggie Gyllenhaal, but I can't remember the name of it. And it feels very dirty like that, kind of in a way. That was probably better written and stuff. But yeah, this sounds, they basically took, I mean, HBO was willing to say, oh, that's fine. You know, go ahead. We already have 80% of it shot. Go ahead and just throw all that out and let's start over again. And they were happy to do that. And everybody knows what it's going to be about, because there's been lots of interviews with actors and actresses and crew people from the set. Everybody knows what it's going to be. And we got confirmation that it is exactly what everybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah. The Deuce, I think, is what you're talking about.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Sean and Camila tried to spark something for press or for attention, and it doesn't sound like it really went the way that they wanted to. What's plan B for them now?
Camila's going to go sleep with Tom Sandoval.
Who's that? I'm old, I guess.
From Vanderpump Rules. Ed!
Oh, from Vanderpump. Oh,
where
I don't
have
care
you
about
been?
Vanderpump. That's reality stuff.
That's funny. He's like,
I
the
mean,
new
that's
Pete Davidson.
Honestly,
oh.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I think Tom just gets, I mean, with that creepy mustache, I think that he just gets, you know, has sex a lot because he works in the restaurant industry and everybody's drunk. And then they realize that they, you know, hooked up with some 70s looking porn star dude. I think that Sean and Camila get drowned out. Look how hard Jennifer Lopez works just to get the photos in, right?
Oh, yeah.
She works super hard to do that. Sean and Camila don't have the energy to work that hard. Last time last time they got, you know, photographed all the time, again, was during COVID, and the paparazzi had nobody, and they would walk around the block in their sweats, looking stoned out of their minds.
Yeah.
Just kind of do the little one block, two block walk, and then go back into the house, and the next day, rinse and repeat. But everybody wanted the photos, so because there was just nothing else to talk about. So, but now, there's just, you just get drowned out. Nobody really cares about Camila and Sean. Nobody cares about Camila and Sean. Why?
I think it's interesting, though, that they're like, okay, you know what? Let's just do this. And then we'll probably get the same amount of press that we did before.
Yeah, and we'll release some singles.
Let's just
back on top.
And every time they're spotted together, it's like the 10th headline.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that when Sean hangs around his male friends, those are much more interesting photos.
Uh-huh.
Then when he hangs around Camila,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm,
like his friends will be, there's a group one day, it's four of them, and they were walking in West Hollywood, and one of them was barefoot. And I was thinking to myself, you were walking in West Hollywood barefoot. I mean, you were just asking for some kind of issue. And it was just, they were all in this kind of eclectic dress. They all looked like they just had been partying all night long, and I just find them much more believable about what Shawn Mendes does than hanging out with Camila.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, NT,
I'd rather get wasted with his bros than her.
I want to bring up Sam Smith, because there were a couple of weeks ago you gave us a celebrity blind of someone on tour that immediately after it was over or in the middle of it was going to need to go to rehab or something. Is that who it is?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, because yeah. Sam Smith, Ed, I don't know if you heard the story, but was performing in Manchester.
Yeah.
And where the bombing was with Ariana Grande. And in the middle of the show, I think sang four songs and then was like, yeah, I can't do this. And then all the lights went out and nobody knew what was going on.
And then the encore happened?
No, nothing happened.
I mean, Sam Smith has been going downhill for a bit, you know? So would it surprise me if he goes to rehab? No. You know, I think that there's the way you make money nowadays, like I said, is touring. I mean, it can be hard, and that's the only way to really make a ton of money and to go out there every single night and stuff. And I was looking at something because I did this Tina Turner retrospective yesterday after she passed, and you know, the 2009 tour that she did was at the time the highest grossing tour ever by a female. And it was like $130 million-ish. And she did it in about 50 shows or 60 shows.
Yeah.
And then the record, though, is a Madonna tour. And I think it's, I can't remember which one of her tours. It's probably the last one that she did or something, but it took 200 and, you know, there's 250 shows, or you'll see something U2 went on a 300, or Ed Sheeran, you know, 400 date tour over 2 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long time to be out on the road, and it does things to you, right? Because that's just a grind every single day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If Sam Smith, you know, it's just like, can he handle it? Louis Capaldi. I mean, it's a struggle for him every day, right?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, you just gotta.
Even Miley is like, yeah, here's why I'm not going on tour, because it's a grind and I don't want to get ready in dressing rooms and live my life in a bus. I get it.
Yeah. And, but she has other options. She has alternatives. She can make money other ways.
Yeah.
But most everybody can't. It's the same reason Justin. Yeah, I'll go out there, and I say it every time. If you want to see Justin Bieber, you better be there for the first 20 dates, because after that, it's not going to happen anymore. He's just going to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced. Like, Beyonce doesn't seem to be having fun out there at all in Europe. Janet Jackson's tour is not going all that great. It's
you know, it's funny. Shania Twain recently just rolled through town, and she's like in her, what is she? Is she 60, 50? Anyway,
you would know out of the whole all the people
thing
in the room.
You're right. She didn't really look like she was having fun at all.
Yeah, I mean, and she's on tour. I think she's like in L.A. Actually, I think she's in L.A. this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go see her.
It was good, by the way.
The thing, Well, she's got a lot of hits. That's the thing. If you've got a lot of hits and you're willing to sing the hits, you know, CC Madonna, then, you know, things happen and people will go because they just want to be entertained, right? If you go out there and sing for an hour and a half and you have 10 songs or 12 songs that everybody knows, then every 3 songs you throw out a hit, everybody's really happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Enty, what you are known for, your world-famous celebrity blinds, what do you got for us today?
Easy one. Easy.
Oh, easy. Really?
I know you're almost out of time. No, it is.
Okay. Really?
I'm going to narrow down so far for you that it's going to be easy.
Okay.
While in Cannes, this A-list actress, who is also in a superhero universe, was with her husband, who's also a celebrity, but they did not sleep in the same hotel rooms.
She's part of a superhero universe. Is she part of another universe involving cars?
Possibly.
Possibly. Like maybe she.
I don't want to make it super easy. It's not that hard as it is.
Like maybe she joined it kind of late.
Well, everybody joined it late, unless you're Michelle Rodriguez or Vin Diesel.
Okay, I'm an idiot because the person who I thought it was, it's definitely not. Why am I having a brain fart?
It's not Brie Larson, is it?
That's who I thought it was. I don't think it's her. Hello?
I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, he's not saying anything.
It's up to the audience.
Enty, as always, a pleasure.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Enty. You too. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.